Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I have a great show in store for you today. I'm just so excited about it. I have a delightful young guest with us today. She's a young entrepreneur of only 16 years old, Willa Doss. Willa is her own girl boss. Born in Santa Monica, California, she is the founder of a natural skincare and beauty brand. At the age of 12, Willa started on the path of entrepreneurship. Conceived with the help of her mother, Christy Prunier, Skincare Products was born after the sixth grader realized that most cosmetic companies are geared toward an older crowd. Their formulas can be too heavy, irritating, and heavily perfumed for young girls. Willa wants the world to know you can own your own business even before you can vote or drive. From acne products to lip gloss, Willa the Girl has developed every product in the Willa collection with the assistance of top labs, green chemists, and celebrity makeup artists. She's also traveled the country talking to young girls about protecting their skin and jumpstarting their futures. When she's not painting with watercolors, writing pals back on Instagram, Willa is trying to live up to her name, which actually means protector, by offering cleaner, safer skincare products to the marketplace. Did we mention that her favorite Willa product is her Face the Day sunscreen? For the past 2 years, while this mini mogul has been running a business, she has also been pulling straight A's and achieving distinguished academic achievements at her high school. Willa is also an avid sports enthusiast and is on her track team. It's my pleasure right now to introduce you to Willa Doss.
Hi! Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for being a guest today. So, Willa, why don't you just take a few moments and fill us a little bit in on that great bio there and tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit more about your journey with Willa.
I'm a sophomore in high school right now. As you mentioned, I'm on the track team, and I also love to dance. And Willa was born several years ago when my mom and I kind of identified a need. And I asked her, why isn't there anything for me? And for years and years, she had been, you know, telling me to wash my face, take care of my skin, wear sunscreen, when the fact was, I really had nothing to do it with, because all the products on the market were either geared towards adults or for babies, and there was really nothing for our age group. And at the time, I kind of viewed this as some sort of injustice, because we've learned that up to 80% of the lasting damage happens to your skin before you're 18. So it's so, so critical that we learn how to take care of our skin now if we want good skin later. And this was especially important to my mom because she had skin cancer at 29 because she really wasn't informed about how important it is to take care of your skin. So once my mom and I realized like this key need that was out there, we decided to do something about it through creating Willa. And our core mission has really just been to educate young women about the importance of taking care of their skin and also through a social selling model, start their own businesses and gain life skills and financial independence. So, yeah.
That is great. And I know it is so important for young people, I believe, to, in trying this business, is just they gain so much confidence and so many life skill sets that help them whatever journey they decide to take later on in their life. That's what I love absolutely so much about it.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit more about your education and a little bit about your partnership with the college savings programs. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So education has always, always, always been my utmost priority. And I know it is the same for a lot of girls. So what happened was we decided to partner Willa the Business with the 529 savings program so that girls can use the money that they make from their Willa businesses, sharing Willa and selling products, and put it into this savings program so that they can accomplish their goals and be able to, you know, help fund going to college. So that was really important to us. And, at one point, we're definitely a business advocating for, healthy skincare and healthy life habits. But at the same time, we really want to equip girls with the tools and skills they need for success later on in life. So through starting a business, through having these little get-togethers selling products, these girls are gaining confidence, public speaking skills, organization, which are all, they're going to transfer throughout their lives, which is really important to us.
Absolutely. So what are one or two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
So just like before, Willa, I've been pretty goal-oriented. I like make to-do lists all the time, and I really like to make sure that things get done. So that's been really helpful when it comes to this business. But really, I think the question can be like, what have I learned from this opportunity through starting Willa? Because I really have learned so much. And most of the success that I've achieved with this company is what it's taught me. And most importantly, it's because I've learned to assert and advocate for myself and truly find my voice. Because originally working in an adult-oriented environment, it was really intimidating and I was nervous to contribute how I felt. But like through this process, I've been able to, when I have an idea, I like assert it. And the same thing applies to public speaking. And I've been so, so lucky to be able to travel the country speaking to girls and moms sharing our story. So those have definitely been really helpful to have.
That's great. I know good speaking skills are something that helps you no matter what you do. So that is awesome. So do you have a challenge? I know you're still so young, but we all have different challenges at different times in our lives. But can you tell us about an obstacle or a challenge maybe that you faced and then how you worked through that?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's just been so many ups and downs with this. Most of them have been amazing and I've learned so much from them. But one that's definitely in my mind was before when we were selling the products in retailers, we sold them at an upscale department store in New York City called Henri Bendel. And I was younger then, and I remember every weekend, one winter, I would go into the city, stand in front of our products, and go up to people I didn't know at all, sharing our story and selling the products. And in the beginning, it was really scary because I felt really vulnerable and afraid of rejection, especially because if someone told me they didn't have time or said no thank you, I took it personally. And eventually, though, this process made me so much stronger as a person because I realized that their no wasn't about me at all, but it was probably like they were too busy at the time or something like that. But that experience, just going up there and really stepping out of my comfort zone, has been really amazing overall.
That's great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, both personally and professionally?
Professionally, it's working from your happy place. It shouldn't feel like a job or a chore, but it should really be constantly working on something that you're passionate about, something that you really care about, something that you feel like your work will be helping make a difference for other people. Because I know that giving and creating something meaningful is so, so fulfilling that it doesn't seem like a job at all. And especially like with this business, I've been spending time with people who are so knowledgeable and so incredible. And from them, I've learned so much. So being surrounded by people who inspire you is really great. And then personally, working from your happy place, I think it's being in a position where you feel comfortable with yourself and your capabilities. And I think it's just like having confidence.
You know what I would love you to share with us just a little bit? And I know it wasn't one of our questions that we sort of prepared, but I know our listeners are probably really curious about how you balance it all, being a straight A student, going to high school every day, and also managing or running this business. So can you share with us just a little bit about like maybe what a day in the life looks like or how you've been able to do that? I'm sure everybody would be real curious about that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think in the beginning, it was definitely difficult, going to school and then balancing education and a teenage social life with a business. But I think I've been able to make it work over the years. So, school's always kind of been the priority. And then after school, I would a lot of times go to our office, which is pretty close by, and work from there for a couple hours. And then I would go home. And then once I'd finish my homework, try to go through Willa work emails and things like that. But the beauty of this business and this company, which's been really great for me, is that a lot of it I can connect with girls online, and a lot of our Willa ambassadors and Willa girl mom and daughter teams have really strong presences on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. So I feel like I'm always kind of immersed in this, but it's really about setting goals for myself and allocating certain amount of times for what I need to do and just prioritizing things, because I feel like if I didn't, it might get really overwhelming. But I mean, my friends and my family and even my teachers are so, so supportive, which I'm really grateful for.
I was just getting ready to ask that next, is how, so how do your teachers and your friends at school respond to, hey, I'm this businesswoman, young lady that is running this pretty awesome business? I mean, how do they respond to that? And do they treat you the same or differently? Or, you know, what's that experience been like?
I feel really lucky because my friends and my teachers are so incredibly supportive. And that does so much for me. Just knowing that I have like this amazing support system to lean on of people who genuinely care about me and like what we're trying to accomplish. So that means a lot of my teachers. So a lot of times I'll have to go off of school for a couple of days if I'm going to go travel to do Willa stuff and do some speaking. And they're really supportive. And just like regarding my teachers, they're really great about if I make sure to make up the work, then they understand because they know it's for a cause. And regarding my friends, they've just been so supportive. Whenever we have local events, they'll always come to those. And they're always involved in the product development. A lot of them, sometimes I'll bring tester products to school, and during lunch, we'll compare packaging and formulations because their input is really so, so helpful.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really fun.
I bet it's fun for them, and it's really great, honest feedback for you. Yeah. I find the people that use the products are the ones that should be giving the feedback. And oftentimes that's not always the case in business. So,
oh, definitely. Yeah. All of our products really start from the ground level with focus groups that we do with moms and daughters in order to really identify what they want and what they need in their skincare products. So like their input is just so, so important to us.
Great. So what is something you're extremely proud of?
I think what I'm most proud of is when I look at this community that we've built with this business and these mother-daughter teams who are equally passionate about what we're doing here. And they all have their own stories. And it's so fulfilling looking at these girls who, when I first met them, would be kind of, I don't know, some of them, when I've met them, they're kind of shy. You know, they look down when you talk to them. And then just like a few months into having their businesses and you go to one of their like events and they just have, it seems like they're a different person for some of these girls. And they've gained so much confidence starting their business and really having ownership of something that's theirs. And I think that's what I'm just filled with so much pride when I see what they've accomplished.
That's great. So what I'd love you to share right now. So you talked a little bit about when you first started, you were more in the retail establishment space, and then you guys moved out of that space, and now you're in the direct sales model. And for some of our listeners that might not be aware of that, that's more of a direct person-to-person or in-home parties or classes, however you want to present that. And tell us a little bit about what made you make that decision to make that switch and then what that's been like.
Yeah, of course. So making the switch was definitely a little scary because we were in retailers like Target and J. Crew and Henri Bendel. And for a while, we were like, you know what? This is good. This is where we need to be. But then we realized a few things. The first thing was that most of the products that were being sold because a girl told her friend about it. And we realized that these girls are our best salespeople. And I also have gained, you know, as I mentioned before, so many skills through starting this business. And we kind of went through this process like, okay, how do we give girls a similar opportunity to do that and to gain these skills and financial independence? Because what happens is at my age, there's not many job opportunities. When my mom was younger, she had a paper route and a babysitting business and dog walking. But a lot of those jobs just aren't as available anymore. So giving the girls this opportunity to make their own money was really, really important. So once we realized that a social selling model is something that we could do, we realized it was the perfect fit for our company.
That's great. You want to know what's funny about that is I've interviewed several people, like obviously most adults, and when it always gets down to this core, it's just been an odd little quirky thing that I have discovered because I myself had a paper route when I was only 12 years old. And so it's talking to these people, they're like, yeah, one of my first things I ever did was I had a paper route. And I'm just like, it just seems like a lot of really strong entrepreneurs that I talked to today, that was one of their first jobs and they learned a lot of different skill sets from that. And you're right, that job doesn't even exist today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, oh, it doesn't surprise me that your mom also was at a paper route.
Yeah, I think when we're able to make our own money and to pay for something, I've noticed that, like, especially girls my age, we care a lot more about the things that we buy with our own money. And being financially independent in that way from a young age, I think is really important. And yeah, my mom, like, had all these options for jobs, but you know, now they're au pairs and they're lawn mowing businesses and things like that. So it's definitely more difficult to be able to have that source of like making your own money.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs or that would really like to think about starting a business like this?
I think what has just become so clear to me through starting this is the power of listening. And every single change that we have made to our business is because we were listening to our audience and constantly. I realized that there's no really end point per se, like, and that we're constantly improving and undergoing change in accordance with how our, you know, mother-daughter teams are reacting to this, how our customers are. So from doing market research originally and having these focus groups to determine what to put in the products to constantly changing after that is so, so important. For example, the original decision to even switch from selling in retailers to social selling models was because we were listening to our audience and we were informed by these girls like, hey, I don't have a way to make money. I want to gain these skills. I want to share these products. So I think that's probably my biggest piece of advice. It's just to be aware and to listen.
Great. And do your research. Absolutely. So what are some new things and exciting things that you guys are working on that you think our listeners would benefit from?
So we just came out with a few really, really exciting products that I'm so happy about. One of which was our Skin Elixir face oil, which I am obsessed with. And it's definitely changed my skin for the better. It's just this amazing oil. I think there's like 7 or so natural oils in it just to give your skin that deep moisture it needs. We just launched our Get Going Skin Tint. So it's kind of like a nice, because our philosophy is your skin is your best makeup. And we really don't believe that girls need to be piling on tons and tons of cosmetics, but really embracing who they are in their skin. So the Get Going Skin Tint definitely is a little pigmented and it just kind of evens out your complexion, which is nice. And then we also just launched a bath wash and amazing body lotion. And then what's exciting is in August, we're going to have another leadership summit. We just had one in Austin, Texas, which was so fun. So we're going to have another one in Chicago with all of our Willa consultants from across the country, which is really exciting.
Great. So would you like to share with everyone where they can find you, like your website?
Yeah. Look us up, willa.com, and then our Instagram is @mywilla. Definitely go explore those things.
Wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule that you have with school and running a business and being a fun teenager.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun. Thank you.
Good. Well, have a fabulous weekend.
You too.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.